Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Dear Muslims, as one year comes to an end, even if it is in the Gregorian calendar, and another year begins, it is but natural that all of us take stock, we take heed, we assess ourselves at the swiftness of time, and we see what happens in the last year, and we prepare for the next year. And given that today is a day when our youth are not going to school because of their holidays, I thought, let me specifically give a topic and a khutbah that is more relevant to them, even though inshallah all of us will benefit. And so today's khutbah is directed to our teenagers and our young professionals and our college age students. And I want to remind them of three massive issues that they have faced in this last year, and then uplift them with a message of five positive messages for the upcoming year. Number one, of perhaps the biggest, most difficult issues that they faced, is the global suffering that they have been exposed to, and all of us have been watching in horrifying realities. Some of the worst tragedies of our entire generations, some of the most brutal massacres in front of our eyes, an entire population targeted, over 100,000 people killed in Gaza, over 250,000 people expelled from their houses, an entire land demolished, not only while the world watched in silence, but while we were told to sympathize with the oppressed rather than with the oppressor rather than the oppressed. When the world attempted to justify genocide, one can only imagine the confusion that you felt. One can only imagine the emotions, the helplessness, the overwhelming feelings of guilt. And I want to tell you that subhanAllah, no matter how difficult it was for us to watch, first and foremost, can you imagine how difficult it was for the children your age in Gaza to endure? If it was difficult for you to try to come to terms with this reality, can you imagine for every one of you there was somebody of a similar name, similar background, similar age, that didn't just have to watch online, but had to live that reality? And through those trials and tragedies, through those difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the truth and the reality of our existence and our faith and our iman. Look at our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even as a youth, tragedies engulfed him. Thrice orphaned, he never saw his father. He lost his mother at the age of 6. He lost his grandfather at the age of 8. Look at our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, born in poverty, having no wealth whatsoever. It is through difficulties that maturity is reached early. It is through trials that wisdom is developed. And so look at the positives in every single negative and realize that through these negatives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is maturing you. Allah is making you aware of a higher purpose. Allah is teaching you what you would not have learned had you not gone through those difficulties. You are forced to confront difficult questions. You are forced out of your comfort zone. And when you are forced out of your comfort zone, then begin your journey of knowledge, of inquiry, of asking, of reading, of contemplation. Do not live a life of ease and contentment, because this world is not a world of ease and contentment. And if you have been forced out of a difficult situation, if you have been forced out of your comfort zone to think about a difficult situation, then take that as a catalyst in your lifelong journey of a higher goal, a higher purpose. Allah did not create you in this world to live an easy and comfortable life. Allah created you to test you, and your tests have already begun. And so in this global tragedy, understand that there is a higher purpose to life. And by seeing this brutal reality. I wish I could protect it from you. We all wish we could protect this from you. But such is not life. And your reality, your purpose, your reason for being here, these are the questions you need to be asking. And if Gaza, and if the realities of Sudan, and if what is happening on the world has awakened in you a higher consciousness, well then, that is a part of the wisdom. And so begin your journey to ask, to question, to read, to understand. And it is a lifelong journey. Domestically as well, another problem that all of you have seen, especially here at our community at EPIC, domestically, nationally, you have heard the rising hatred, Islamophobia, xenophobia against not just Muslims, but in particular our masjid and our community. As members of our community, you saw people protesting our existence, saying things about our God, about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about our Quran that you don't recognize because this is not the faith you inhabit. They have created a false image of Islam, and they have made fun of that false image. And you are now confused. They are telling you, you have no right to exist. They are telling you, you cannot be Muslim and live in this land. But you have lived here for generations. You might be third, fourth generation, and you have no other identity. So the question arises, and again, these are the difficult questions. The question arises, who are they to strip you of your identity? Grow your confidence. Understand, like Ibrahim alayhi salam as a child, when his people mocked him, as a child, when even his parents said, you are incorrect, Ibrahim said, no, I know I am right. There's only one God. These idols are false. The courage of Ibrahim, and Ibrahim was 13 years old, 14 at max. Ibrahim was a young teenager. The courage of Ibrahim against the king, against Nimrud, against his own family, that courage should inspire you. Just because they rant and rave outside, telling you you have no right to exist, realize no one can strip you of your internal dignity unless you allow them to do so. No one controls your inner sanity. No one controls your inner confidence unless you allow them in. So you have to develop courage. You have to develop stamina. You have to develop confidence. Let them say what they want. Who are they to dictate their identity unto you? You know who you are. You are a Muslim, born and raised in this land. You believe in Allah and you live in this land. You've never had a conflict in your own life. So why are you letting them dictate your existence? You have to develop confidence in your religion, confidence in your identity, and know who you are. Do not let them win in this division, in this hatred. They're calling you foreigners. You know very well, you are not foreign at all. You are completely through and through a part of this land. Frankly, you speak English better than they do, and you're multilingual. You speak 2, 3, 4 languages. You know more than them. You are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their ignorance should not impact your confidence. Their lack of knowledge of Islam should not cause you to waver in who you are and in your identity. Do not ever be intimidated by the fear-mongering and the tactics of those who don't know you. And in fact, empathize. Have some mercy. In reality, there's a saying that people fear what they don't know. They don't know you, so they're scared of you. So then the solution is to make sure they know who you really are. There's nothing to be scared of. And if they knew who you are, not only would they not fear you, wallahi, they would respect you. Because our religion gives us better manners, better akhlaq, better confidence. By and large, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah. We are well educated, we are well integrated, we are peaceful citizens. If they really knew us, not only would they not be scared of us, they would actually admire us. And so, when this rising hatred comes, utilize it as another catalyst. A catalyst to become more empowered, more confident, more brave, more courageous. A catalyst to reassert your actual identity. And that is a Muslim of this land, proud of who you are. There is no conflict in your identity. Learn everything there is and you will realize Allah blessed you with the best of everything. The best of this world, the best of the akhirah, the best of the deen, the best of the dunya. And so you have the potential to be the best of the best. And their words will not take away that potential. The third reality that we've all struggled with is a common struggle. Number one was global. Number two was domestic. Number three, we all struggle, every single person, every single year. But because you're young, you might think you are unique in this. And that is the struggle of family, the struggle of studies, the struggle of personal life. Every single one of us has personal issues. When you're young, you think, only my family is a little bit strange. Only my studies are this difficult. Only I have these personal issues that I'm struggling with. But as you grow older, you realize, no, all of us, we have our personal issues. We have problems within our families. We have fights with our brothers and sisters. Maybe even our parents are fighting. We don't understand. We have issues with our school. We have issues with our bullies in the school. And I want you to understand, you are not alone. All of us have problems. All of us are struggling because that's what it means to be human. And I advise you, first and foremost, always turn to Allah for help. And secondly, if the situation is difficult for you, then turn to others for help as well. Ask elders if there's a genuine danger, there's a genuine problem. Turn to other people you can trust. Do not keep it bottled up. Whether it is bad thoughts that are coming, whether it is issues that are physically hurting you, or they're harming you, or some things are happening to you, then after asking Allah for help, turn to those that love and care about you. You will find trusted adults. You will find teachers. You will find uncles and aunts. You will find people in your extended family. They will listen to you and go to them with your issues and struggles and realize you are not alone. No matter what it is, I assure you, there are people that are in the same situation as you, and all of us are struggling with our personal issues. So do not be overwhelmed. Do not ever give up. Do not feel that you are alone in this world. You have Allah, and then you have community and family and friends that are with you. These are the three main things about the past. As for the future, I have five simple messages, not just for the upcoming year, but for the rest of your lives, inshallah ta'ala. First and foremost, I want you to know that your identity, it is not a weakness, it is a strength. It is not a liability, it is a blessing. Being a Muslim in this land, being an American and a Muslim, it is not an obstacle. It is not at all something that is negative. No, it is a source of confidence for you, a source of pride for you. Your faith gives you your identity. It grounds you in purpose. It gives you a sense of moral confidence. Your faith attaches you to history. It attaches you to centuries of...
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Civilization, it attaches you to scholarship. It attaches you to a community that is global across the world. You are inheriting something noble, far more noble than anything else. So let not the hatred of the haters get to you. And thank Allah for that identity. And as for your Americanness, as for your knowledge of this land and culture, what can they take away from you? You know this land, it is your land. You know its history. You speak its language and other languages. So let them say that you don't belong here. Let them say that you know you are a part of this land. And if you feel that this is your land, and you know this is your land, then what will the words of the outsiders do? Your identity is not a liability. It is a strength. Never be ashamed of who you are. Never be intimidated by the mocking and the sarcasm of those who are scared of you, because that's really where it's emanating from. They don't know you, so they're scared of you. That is point number one. Your identity is a strength, not a liability. Point number two, the world might be confusing, I get it. But realize, out of all of the eras and the years and the decades that Allah could have chosen you to be born and raised, Allah chose you to be born and raised right here and now. Which means, if Allah chose you for this moment, because you could have been born in 1800, you could have been born in 1600, you could have been born in Baghdad in the 3rd century, you could have been born in the next century, but Allah chose. I didn't choose where I was born. You didn't choose who your parents are. You didn't choose your background and culture. Allah did. You know why? Because Allah knew you were meant for this time and place. You were the generation that Allah knows can stand up to the challenges of this generation. Allah chooses, not you. And the choice of Allah is always perfect. And so, point number two, you were born for this era. You were meant for this climate. You were chosen for these problems around. Which means, Allah knows, if you're being tested in this manner, Allah knows you can and you shall pass the test. Never lose confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always have good thoughts of Allah and know that Allah chose you for this moment in order for you to rise and shine. Point number three, I understand the world is a very confusing place and there's so much overwhelming negativity, but change that Allah wants to see from you is not global change. Allah is not asking you, did you solve the Palestinian crisis? Allah will not ask you, did you solve worldwide hunger? Change is incremental and local. Change is small and what you can do. Allah will ask you, what did you do given your means, given your capability? And so, no matter what your age is, doesn't matter if you're 7 years old, if you're 17, if you're 27, there's something you can do to bring happiness to other people. Whether it's your younger brother and sister, whether it's your mother and father, whether it's your classmate, change begins at home. Change begins with small acts. Change begins with that which you can do. So when you see the globe so confused, don't ask, I can't change the whole globe. Ask, what can I change in my own little globe, in my own little sphere? And start doing those changes. For sure, there's a friend that needs a good word. For sure, there's a sibling you can cheer up. For sure, your mother and father can help, can be helped out a little bit at home. When you do these small deeds, you establish a habit. You cultivate in yourself a way to give back. And inshallah, as you grow older and as your sphere of influence increases, so too will your acts of charity. Right now, you might just help at home with your brother or sister, with your mother, father. A time will come when Allah will bless you with wealth, with power, and you can potentially change an entire city, change an entire globe. But that will only happen if you start from now with whatever little you have to make a difference in the lives of those around you. Point number four. I know you feel like you're all alone, but I can assure you, you are not alone. You have people that care about you. You have family, you have friends, you have community. And Allah has blessed you to be in a magnificent community. Our Dallas Muslim community is stronger than ever. Alhamdulillah, we are rising. There are more educated youth. There are more young professionals. There are more institutions. There are more masajid. There are more opportunities. And Alhamdulillah, you are here in the thick of things. So Allah has blessed you. Do not look as if you're on the outside. No, you are in, you are within, you are here, you are within the movers and shakers. And so if you need help after turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always turn to Allah. You're never too young to make dua. Even if you're 6 or 7, you're 16, 17, doesn't matter. Ask Allah to help you and then ask Allah to guide you to those that can bring about help. Whether they're family friends, whether they're teachers, whether they're elder mentors, you are not alone. So never feel overwhelmed. You have Allah, you will always have Allah. And then you have family and friends and community. My fifth and final message, my dear young brothers and sisters, your best days, your most productive days, your most fruitful days, they are not behind you, they are ahead of you. You still have your best years to live. You still have your most beautiful moments up ahead of you. So be cheerful, be optimistic. Allah knows what the next year will bring. Maybe the next year you will form your lifelong friendships. Maybe next year you will build the healthiest relationship with your family. Maybe next year you will rediscover Islam in a new manner. Maybe next year will be the best year that you grow emotionally, spiritually, academically. So your future is bright. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. Tomorrow is better than you than yesterday. And so, dear brothers and sisters, always be hopeful, always be optimistic, always be brave and courageous, and know that tomorrow is a new day. The next year is a better year, and Allah will continue to bless you, and Allah will continue to give you more and more as long as you continue to turn to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who understand the Quran and apply its verses and its halal and haram. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us through and with the Quran and make us of those who truly understand. May Allah azza wa jal forgive us all. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Dear Muslims, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised young men and women in the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also praised youthfulness as long as there's some adjectives to it. Look at the Quran. Allah talks about the seven teenagers that were sleeping in the cave. Allah blessed them to be protected from their community when they're being persecuted. Allah says, "Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wa zidnahum huda." They were a young group of men and women. They were young men, fitya. They were teenagers, but they believed in Allah. And because they turned to Allah, we increased them in guidance. When you're young and you choose Allah, Allah gives you extra blessings. Allah blesses youth with more than what later age comes with. Allah says in the Quran about Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he stood up and he challenged his people, Allah praises his youthfulness. Allah says, when the idols were destroyed, the people said, "What's going on?" And the people said, "Qalu sami'na fatan yadhkuruhum yuqalu lahu Ibrahim." There was this young boy, there was this young kid. We had some talk about them. They say his name is Ibrahim. Fata, young, that vitality. Allah talks about Yahya alayhi salam, the young prophet Yahya, and Allah says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيًّا. We gave him wisdom even though he was a young boy. We gave him wisdom in spite of his youth. Being young is not an impediment, it is a blessing. Having youthfulness, having vigor, having that innocence, it is not something that is negative. If you turn to Allah, it becomes a very big positive. In fact, what did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say in that beautiful hadith? I want all of you to memorize it, one phrase of it. He said, seven are the people Allah will bless them and shade them and shelter them on the day of judgment, when there is no other shelter other than His shelter. And one of them, one of those seven, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, a young man or woman, a young child who grew up associating himself or herself with the worship of Allah. Seven people Allah will give extra blessings to. One of them is a young man or woman. That's you right now. That's you in middle school and high school. That's you in university and college. That's you as a young professional. You are still young. Allah says, the Prophet ﷺ says, if you're young and you choose Allah, if you're young and you have a relationship with this religion, if you're young and you're constantly doing dhikr and associated with the masjid, Allah says, I will bless you above everybody else, and I will give you a special relationship, and I will shelter you like I've sheltered nobody else. My dear young brothers and sisters, most of us, many of us, myself included, we cannot get that blessing anymore. We have gone past that blessing. All of us elders, we wish we were young again. But now the opportunity is yours. Now you have that opportunity to establish a new relationship with Allah. So my advice to you, my nasiha to you, my encouragement to you, next year is an exciting year, challenging year. We don't know the difficulties that will happen. We don't know the challenges we will face, but we do know Allah is with us. We do know we have our identity. We are Muslims. We are believers. Allah has given you what He has not given any other generation. You are smarter than all of us. You have more knowledge of technology. You have more knowledge of the modern world than any of us did. You have more amenities than we did at your age. We know you will go far. You have our confidence. You have a skill set we do not have. So we encourage you, we advise you to turn to Allah. Prioritize your identity, your religion. Know that the challenges that will come, Allah created you to deal with those challenges. So we have trust that Allah will utilize you in the best way. But in order to do that, you need to rise up. You need to identify identify yourself as a Muslim who believes in Allah and will contribute back to this land. You need to be proud of who you are, not intimidated. You need to study your religion, your identity. You need to be the best in your religion and in your studies. You need to make the best grades, and you need to know who you are. With knowledge, with good manners, with wisdom, you will inshaAllah ta'ala be ready to take on that torch that we are currently holding, but we're going to pass it down, because every generation passes it down. And when we pass it down to you, and we will pass it down to you, when we pass it down to you, we want you to carry that torch and make it bigger and better and brighter, because that will be the torch of Islam, and you shall continue to carry it and spread it a way that we have never done. We know this to be the case, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. Put your trust in Allah, be brave, be confident, be humble to Allah, and know that inshaAllah ta'ala you will continue to rise to bigger and better heights if you put your trust in Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to be of His chosen servants.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.